I went down to U of I as before I was a freshman. I had gotten in there and they had like a new scholar. If you got a scholarship, they had this scholarship weekend. And I went down there and it was for, I think, 2 nights and you're paired with a roommate and they just sort of, you know, like they you're going to a new college and they do the new college-y things. And my roommate found out that I was Jewish. I was the first Jew that she'd ever met. And she looked at me and she said, "You have straight hair. How do you hide your horns?"
Dang.
Wow.
I got a similar one.
I don't have any, and I don't have a tail either. I did not have them surgically removed. I'd never heard that before. And it was, I didn't know what to say or how to respond, and that was like the first really strongly anti-Semitic thing that I ever specifically remember happening.
When I was in high school, I was involved with the music and theater department, and we were we just performed a musical, and we were going to one of our classmates' house for a cast party. And so there's like 8 of us in one of those big old, you know, Bonnevilles or whatever. And they don't make those kinds of cars anymore. And, you know, all of us just packed in the back in this car and, you know, smoking cigarettes and hanging out, laughing, having jokes and everything. And they started telling nigger jokes. No other kind of jokes, just nigger jokes. And after every joke, they'd look at me and wait to see what my response was gonna be. And you know, I'm like the only black kid in the car with like 7 other white dudes. And so I was like, okay. But then they told another and another and another and another. It just kept going. And after every joke, it was no offense, Joe, no offense, Joe. And they clearly got comfortable with it. And until I got sick of it and was like, you know, yeah, no offense to me, but what about my mom? You know, and what about the people at my church and the people my dad works with? I mean, this is just rude and completely unnecessary. And I think of all the times that I've been quote unquote brave in my life, that was the time that I was the bravest, because there was a part of me that said, just, we're almost there, so let's just get out. But then at the same time, it was like, you know, I'm at my breaking point and I can't handle this anymore and I need to say something. Because if I don't say something, they're gonna walk away from this situation thinking that it was okay. And so when, you know, I've had a lot of students and others ask about, you know, what's the big deal about racial jokes? And it's like, if I wanna hear a racial joke, I'll throw on some Richard Pryor or some Dave Chappelle, some Bill Burr, and I'll go to a professional. I do not need somebody that I don't know who's half drunk at a party coming up to me telling me nigger jokes. I don't need that because it's disrespectful, it's rude, and it takes me out of the moment that I'm trying to enjoy, let alone perpetuating stereotypes about blackness and black culture.